Good morning. It's 8:46 and I've just walked my little walk that I normally do, which is roughly about 3-something miles. And I feel like I've not broken a sweat, although I am pretty sweaty. I feel like I haven't really done much, you know. I could probably do that again, probably walk back and won't be a problem. I'm starting to build up some real good stamina, mental energy for not really considering it, I guess. Plus, I tried my new Sport Sennheiser headphones this morning, and I don't know why. I don't know if it's because I was concentrating on the music or listening to the music or just phasing out everything around me, but I've shaved 7 minutes off my walk, which is a bit mad. So I must be walking faster. I'll have to have a look at the map on Runkeeper when I get back. So I'm at the doctor's this morning at 9:15, and it's 8:47. I pretty much knew that I'd get here early, but I didn't think it'd be this early. I thought it'd be about 9 o'clock. I've just had a whole group of songs on the way here, just completely across the board, using Genius mode, obviously. But I had this idea again, and it's to do with the ambient stuff that I was on about, the stuff that no application really captures at the moment, and we don't really do it with web applications or any of the applications that we use, really. There's a certain amount of geolocation stuff that happens, but we don't do a lot of the ambient stuff. Now, we're just starting to understand and capture the ambient conversation in events and meetings, the ambient being the crowd's input into what's being said, because normally it's a video camera on a person on a stage being filmed, and really a lot of the content is in the audience. So we're starting to capture a lot of that ambient stuff. You know, the amplified events do a lot of that. And there's a lot of other events that are doing it as well. You know, PodCamps capture the ambient stuff because people break out into different rooms and start their own sessions. So that's cool. We're starting to do that on the person-to-person level. But we're not really doing it in applications. We're not really doing it in our social grid. And it's been something that's been bubbling around my mind, ambient stuff, for a long time. And I'm sure it's going to suddenly appear on the radar in the next couple of months. But I was just thinking, as I was walking along, it'd be great, and we're getting to that point where, you know, iPhone applications are going to be able to sort of hook into each other. At least that's the hope for me. Almost like a little, every application has a little mini API that can talk to each other in some way. I know we haven't got resident apps, but I'd like to think that something along those lines will eventually exist. I understand the overheads of running lots of applications at once, and, you know, memory leaking and everything that goes into it when there's other programmers from different companies writing different kinds of code. But I was thinking, wouldn't it be great if I've got Runkeeper fired up and I'm walking these 3 miles and I've got Genius mode on? Wouldn't it be good if Genius mode knew roughly my average of what sort of walks I do from Runkeeper's data, and based on what mood settings I set, or maybe linked in with Runkeeper's, you know, slow training, fast training, whatever, it could sort of adjust the music to suit. I'm talking about the ambient mood of, you know, walking or running. There's a sort of period that you go through in terms of you start off and it's sort of, for me, it's sort of sluggish, right, here we go. And then halfway, I probably get really into it and start actually waking up, blood pumping. So a bit more sort of bassy, sort of faster music, something empowering, I don't know, some kind of Phil Collins style solo moment. And then near the end, sort of more chilled out, 07 ambient sort of, you know. And I think there's a whole suite of ambient information that we're not capturing, we're not utilizing, and it could take products and services to the next level. Because I've been trying to think, you know, trying to quantify all the things that I'm capable of doing, and I don't think the systems in place that allow me to express those yet. And I don't think we capture what makes somebody different personality wise and why they're more valuable or not, or less valuable in a certain scenario. And yet, I think we have enough technology to be able to capture this stuff and process it. And I think it'd be interesting to see where the value of that lies, because I think it could make up, you know, some of the ground rules for future working. Because, you know, if information is going to double in 72 hours, what next? See you in a bit.